This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You and me, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in looking for Bradley, he's off today. excuse me. I'm Tim Brown. I'm obviously having issues with my throat here. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'll be filling in for Bradley today, live from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina, the bunker here. And I've got a special treat for you. So if you're tuning in today, you do not want to miss this. I'm going to be bringing on the line here in just a moment journalist Pete Santilli with the Pete Santilli Show. He is out of jail. We reported that. He had covered all of the Bundy Ranch. In fact, if you learned anything about Bundy Ranch or what took place in Oregon, a lot of that was due to the efforts of Pete Santilli and his co-host Deb Jordan, and the live feeds that they got and a lot of the reporting that was done, and even the things that I've been able to share with the audience at Sons of Liberty Media, a lot of that came from them. So we're going to be bringing Pete on the line here in just a moment. And if you'd like to join us and you've got something you want to put in, we're going to be talking the Oregon, what went on with the Oregon. Pete is not going to take any questions for what's going on in Nevada right now due to the fact that trial's still ongoing. I did get some information from him moments before the show, and that is that not only were the Tier 3 guys released, but the Tier 2 guys have been released as well. So those are good things. We need to thank God for that, that these men will be able to be home with their families, or at least not see them. They won't be home, but they'll be able to see their families and spend some time with them, plus just be out of that place. So if you'd like to join us, we're not doing Chinese buffet. We're going to stick on this topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. And also, if you want to find us on Facebook, the same kind of deal, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. And you can follow Bradley on Twitter at BradleyDean1. That's Bradley with two E's. All right. We've got some new stuff up at sonsoflibertymedia.com, so you check that out. I want to bring Pete on the line. Pete has been a guy who's, I don't know how you introduce guys who are no longer serving as Marines. I've always been told, it's not a former Marine, once a Marine, always a Marine. But he was a Marine in the service of the United States, and he's also been a business guy, and he has been doing for several years journalist coverage, he's been an active journalist giving coverage to the news, a lot of times stuff that other people simply will not do. In fact, if you want to really learn about this whole Bitcoin thing, I would strongly recommend you go to his YouTube channel and watch the episode of the, of his show from last night. That guy was very knowledgeable, gives you a good understanding of what's going on there and cautions you, but also, you know, points you as to the good that comes from that as well. So without further ado, Pete Santilli, thank you, and welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Pete, are you there?
Hey. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, brother.
Hey, it's great to be on, Tim. And you know, I can say this. You have stuck with us. I say some things about the fact that people in independent media, because of the nature of the cases that that I was involved in, that they scattered like cats. The bigger players that should have been supportive, and I won't name any names, but I think that the story was so important it had to be covered. And you were a member of that small group of individuals that continuously, fearlessly covered the issues, because you knew that the truth was much different than what was being portrayed in the courts and in the media. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for the work that you did. You did so fearlessly. You stood with us, and I'm forever grateful.
Well, yeah, it's no problem. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be standing on the side of what's right. I mean, we oftentimes get called. I think it's kind of funny, actually, that people say, well, you're right-wingers, or you're on the right, you're on the far right. Well, what does that actually mean? Mm-hmm. Does it mean you're right? I mean, does it mean you're right? And what is this center thing? Is that somebody who's kind of wishy-washy? What is this left thing? Well, let's straighten out what that actually means. I mean, we're talking about issues where men went to jail, their liberty was robbed. I consider that their life, too, because that's time you can't get back. And we're talking about Oregon here. In that matter, time that you spent locked up, time that the Bundy guys spent locked up, over a couple of dozen people, and we just got word last night that John Ritzheimer is going to be spending another year in jail, and then, what, a year or something like that, and you know, under like a probation house arrest kind of thing, or halfway house kind of thing, or something like this. For what? For doing what the First Amendment allows them to do and protects them, and they're not allowed to point to the Constitution and talk about how the federal government is to obtain land under our Constitution and things of that nature. So we're going to get into some of that today, and I want to do that, and I want to kind of set things up so you can just tell your story, because I know people want to hear. First thing I want to ask you, and maybe at the end and the last, we'll get to some of the sort of breaking news stuff. But for right now, let's talk Oregon. Tell us quickly how you got involved in that, and then immediately maybe what happened at your arrest and after, because I'm sure that was a shock to you that those things were going on.
Yes, and if you don't mind, I want to answer how to appropriately address address me as it relates to my service as a United States Marine. Yeah, they say once a Marine, always a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine, certainly. But I want to say unequivocally that having spent 619 days, actually the longest held journalist, not just a journalist, but a United States Marine that had an immaculate, I had no criminal history. I was a radio talk show host that was silenced by putting me in jail for 619 days. The U.S. Constitution itself that I swore an oath to defend and support, I swore an oath to defend and support it, but it was absolutely obliterated. It did not help secure my release, unfortunately. So I'm an ex-Marine.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
What we're
doing. Yeah, we're up against the break. We're going to come back. I'm just going to let you take off on the next side. So everybody buckle up. Hang on, stay with us. And Pete, hang on. We'll bring you up on the other side.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty. If you want to join us, we've got Pete Santilli online. We're talking the Oregon protest that took place last year and some of the ramifications of that. And if you want to join us, 1-866-582-9933, please stick to the topic. Pete, you were talking about, you were clarifying the thing that you're an ex-Marine now, and so thank you for that. I never know how to address people. Bobby Powell, a good friend of ours, was also in the Marines, and so I always say, this is what people say, I'm going to address it this way, I wasn't in the military and things, and so as always, you know, we appreciate guys who have served and have given of their lives to do that, some more than others, giving the full sacrifice and everything. But we're going to talk Oregon, the Oregon protests, the things that are going on, things that are still going on almost 2 years after those guys, took up there and staged their protest in order to bring awareness and attention to what the D.C. government is doing with regards to land. So without further ado, let us know, what are your thoughts on that? I'm just going to let you run with it, and you share with me what you think is most important out of that.
Okay, and real quick, just not a correction, but just a further update. They haven't been released yet in Nevada, but they are considering releasing them. I'll touch on that very, very briefly. As you know, I can't talk about Nevada because of the fact that the jury is seated, and it wouldn't be fair for me to do that. But as it relates to, as these issues relate to Oregon, Oregon's really, really important. And my involvement directly with Oregon came from my coverage and my relationship that I had through that coverage of the Bundy Ranch situation. I learned a lot through that from April of 2014. I learned a lot about the land issues. And it wasn't just a ranching family in Nevada that was that had been there since 1877, in fact. We're talking about a lot of ranching families. A lot of American families have been run off land in the western region. For those listeners that are listening in the East Coast, they don't really pay too much attention. I'm from New York, so I don't know about ranching issues. But here's the thing. We're talking about if in fact the truth that Deb, myself, the Bundy family, obviously, in trying to bring public awareness, and the Hammonds themselves, if the truth had actually gotten out to the public, and everyone says, wow, constitutionally, the government can't be controlling 90% of Nevada or 54% of Oregon, or greater than 50% of the Western region. That is constitutionally correct to state, you know, that shouldn't be right. Now, if the American people realize that, there would be a transfer of wealth of $45 trillion from the establishment, Washington, D.C., and those that are, you know, whatever special interest groups are associated with that, $45 trillion from them to the American people. We're talking about natural resources, water, lithium, gold, natural resources and wealth that should go to the people of the states where that land is located. And in fact, that's not what was happening. So from Nevada, I learned a lot about what was happening in Nevada. And then my education continued on with Oregon. Now, we had this ranching family called the Hammonds. The Hammond family was impacted because they were being, just like hundreds of other ranchers, being run off the land up in Oregon. And I said, oh, no, here we go again. Ranchers being run off the land. Long story short, Tim, I said, you know, let's bring public awareness to this thing. Let's push the pause button. Setting a backfire as a rancher is not arsenal terrorism. I was very passionate about bringing the truth forward. And most importantly, I said, why are they running these ranchers off the land? Why do they want this land so bad to where you would want to declare somebody a domestic terrorist for setting a backfire? This is a good, kind-hearted Christian family. And here they are having to serve a mandatory 5-year sentence. Let's push the pause button. Let's look into this and dig a little bit deeper. Well, we went to a protest at the end of December 2015. The protest actually took place on January 2nd. The Hammond family said, thank you very much for all of your support, bringing public awareness. They said, but, you know, Dwight Hammond said, I'm an honorable man. I'm going to turn myself in on January 4th. Well, the protesters wanted to continue the protest, and they went to the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. I had no idea what that was as they went. I had no clue about it. But that did not cause me to turn away. I thought it was an important story. It was a major international story where the refuge was taken over. The protest had continued. As I say, the long story short, we'll go down the rabbit hole a little bit. We're talking about an entire month of coverage of an international news story that has to do with this, these land issues. And what we discovered, in fact, is that the land in southeastern Oregon is rich in mineral resources. So rich that, that the Department of Interior had set up a cozy relationship with a company called Uranium One. Now, by the way, this is public domain information. We found this out in the open. And I'm like, okay, is this why we're running ranchers off the land? Because we want to set up deals to mine uranium? This is a bird farm. It's a bird refuge. And we're saying, let's protect these national lands and protect these beautiful birds, and let's do so on behalf of the environmentalists. Well, on the backside, we had sources that were giving us documentation that said that they were negotiating all of the wealth underneath the American people's noses with a company out of Russia called Uranium One and Oregon Energy.
That's the question I want to hit on, because while you were in Oregon, there were documents that were uncovered up there, and we had reported on that several times. We pulled from the information that you guys were feeding out of that, and you had this Oregon Energy, and I noticed, what was it, last week or something, you mentioned Oregon Energy, and you said, are they tied to Uranium One? Well, let me ask you, at this point, what do you think? Are they tied to Uranium One? And if they are, because what I want to do is I want to connect the dots here. Because people go, oh, the Bundys, they aren't paying their fees. They aren't paying the federal government. And they're so in the mind, I call it the beast, okay? And I don't mean like a last days kind of thing. I mean it like how the scriptures present it, and John Bunyan used to present it in Pilgrim's Progress. He would talk about this beast that would come up through history. And what it is it's the state declaring its God and setting up its own laws in in a rebellion against God and his laws. And our government was set up under the law of God. Our states had the law of God, and they referenced the scriptures in it. So when this comes up, the question that often happens is, well, what about those guys? They're just doing this and that. But you've already pointed, their family had this land in hand for a couple hundred years, almost a couple hundred years, 150 years, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're dealing with this, this isn't just about the Bundys. It isn't just about the Hammonds. This is about every American citizen, because if they can do it to the Bundys and they can do it to the Hammonds, they can do it to the Browns, they can do it to the Santillis and all. We ran up against the break, and I'm getting some feedback like you do on when you pull up a website. Sorry about that. If they can do it to them, they can do it to us. And so when we're pointing to this, we're actually tying to something that everybody's familiar with, and that is the current thing that's going on with Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and Uranium One. Speak to that. You've got about, something like about 2 minutes. So,
okay, in 2 minutes, let me share this with you. This is from the public domain. We're in Oregon on January 8th at 9:24 a.m. A company called Uranium One puts out a post on their Facebook page. We grabbed a screenshot of it, and it said, "Certainly, this is a tense situation that we need to watch carefully. We hope the sheriff will act responsibly and do what's right for the town and plan developments in the area." This is Uranium One. We grabbed that screenshot. Now, let's say if it was a hoax account, okay, and somebody was just putting out disinformation. I'm now going to read something on the BLM's own website, BLM.gov, okay? In September 2011, a representative from Oregon Energy, LLC, met with local citizens and state officials, okay? Oregon Energy, LLC, was discussing the possibility of opening a uranium oxide yellowcake mine in southern Malheur County in southeastern Oregon. Oregon Energy, as they say on their own website, they bragged about their relationship with them, the Department of Interior, and Oregon Energy is formerly Uranium One, and is Uranium One. They just changed the name to mask who they were and who they were connected to. We went from that to discover that at the time we were reporting $140 million from people connected to Uranium One were donating, who had received approval to mine in the United States. We're donating $140 million to the Clinton Foundation.
Sure. All right. Well, Pete, we're up against the break here. Let's follow that, because that's what people will get. They won't get the Bundys. They won't get the Hammonds. The majority of people, the people who are close to it, get it. But what we want to do is tap into those people who know Hillary Clinton. They're political. They know Uranium One. They know the scandal that's going on. So let's take that up after the break. Everybody, hang on. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to join in with us, we've got Pete Santilli on the line, journalist who's been held, he's the longest held journalist in jail for 600 and something days, almost 2 years, really, and for simply reporting the news. Now, yeah, we may talk about the plea bargain that he made and stuff, but, you know, frankly, guys, even what he pled to is ridiculous. I mean, there is freedom of the press. First Amendment protects that right. And simply because you're in front of guys who are doing that. And what's amazing is here's Pete, a guy having to cop to a plea deal, okay, because he's facing a corrupt system, not because he's guilty of something, but because he's facing the corrupt system.
Hey Tim, if yes, I can interject real quick, just because you don't know a lot of the details behind the scenes on that, I want to correct the record in that regard. Okay.
Yeah.
I for very, very good reasons, I actually took it upon myself. Okay. I sought freedom. And I accepted full responsibility, and I chose, you know, not to go to a jury trial and face life in prison, and I did. That's all I want to say about that plea deal. That was me of my own free will. I did that.
Yep.
I sought freedom, and I'm here. So let's move away from that, because that is the truth right there. Okay.
No, and I agree with that. I totally agree with you. I wasn't presenting anything different than what you have. What I'm saying is, look, I've reported on this stuff. Stephen Myrie, then I'm not gonna make you speak on this, but Stephen Myrie, I know, has pressured to silence any talk of the Constitution in that case. I remember up in Oregon vaguely some of the things, but the fact of the matter is, up in Oregon,
All your charges were dismissed. All of them.
Yeah.
The guy, the Bundys and several guys were acquitted. Now, I don't want to stick on that, but I do want people to understand. They say, well, some people may say, well, Pete's selling out and this. That's not the truth. People haven't been in your shoes, brother. I went out there in January of this year for SHOT Show. I have some guys I do some a knife business with out of South Africa. And I was out there, and I visited you. I went with Deb and another lady out to the Nevada Detention Center. Mm-hmm. I mean, they treated you like they don't treat the Islamists who threatened to blow up the New York Times Square. You're in a facility. People need to get this idea of what they actually do.
Mm-hmm.
They put you and Ammon and Ryan and all these guys in a facility that has razor wire, I don't know how many stacks, what, 8 or 10 high against the fence. You have to go through several layers of security. You got to take off all this stuff to go in there. And you don't even get to see the person live, like right, even in between a glass thing. You get to see them via a monitor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get. These are for guys that are not convicted of anything. They're just charged with something. And Pete, look, I know we're not going in Nevada. I'm not going to go there. But the fact of the matter is, our Fifth Amendment is very clear. It's very clear. You're not to be deprived of life, liberty, and all these things. That's by grand jury. I know you had indictments. I know that all that stuff. But the fact of the matter is, look, you've been absolved of all that in Oregon, at least. Okay. Several of the guys have been, they were acquitted in that and all that. And it just, to me, it smacks of the very tyranny that you and I both speak out against. And that is where government oversteps its bounds. I don't want to get off on a lot of that, but when you had that correction.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's go back to Oregon, all right? And let the listener decide, okay? Because this is
Pete,
these are one of the first times that go ahead.
I got one little thing I want to give you. It's a little gift to you, and then I'm going to let you finish. I got guy here who wants to say hello to you again.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? What's going on?
This is RC.
It is RC. RC, what's going on, sir?
I don't know. We're just playing.
He's playing with his sisters, and I brought him in, and I said, Mr. Pete's on the line. Make it quick, and if you have anything to say to him, say it.
RC, thank you so much for all of your support. RC is certainly one of my biggest inspirations and one of my biggest supporters. Thank you so much, RC, for everything you did for me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Okay, brother. Well, go ahead and pick up where you're at with Oregon, and let us know where you're going with that. I'm going to let you have the rest of the section before the break.
Yeah, absolutely. So in Oregon, and you folks can decide here. Okay, so I released this information, this story, and it was broadcast. We were broadcasting to millions of people around the world. 44 million minutes watched on the live streams. People were starved for information. This isn't just bragging rights for me. They shunned the fake news. They did not tune in to the 3.5-minute packages where not one international news reporter was reporting the fact that Uranium One and all of these. I had a copy of a mineral letter. We call it the mineral letter, where attorneys were negotiating the mineral rights on behalf of corporate entities. We actually received documentation. We had maps. They were geothermal maps from a confidential source. We reported this. We were bringing the truth. And guess what? Within 10 hours after I broadcast and published documentation on Uranium One, I'm in handcuffs. And guess who signed off on my arrest warrant, on my arrest and my indictment? None other than Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General of the United States. Because I was a journalist, she had to sign off on my arrest. And she was involved. At the highest levels of our government, okay, they took a journalist that was broadcasting for the first time about Uranium One back in January of 2016, and guess what? Let's grab them and stick them in the clink for 619 days. And wouldn't you know it, as soon as I came out, what's the biggest story of our age right now? This Uranium One story, isn't it?
Yep, Yep, and this is tied to the – look, we're not going to – maybe we'll get to it in the last segment, but this is tied to the Michael Flynn thing. This is tied to what's going on right now in the news.
Yes.
And if people didn't get it when Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka, and I noticed people picking that up because I put it out there, because this guy, I don't care what anybody says, he is a usurper of the office.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has proven he's even a citizen. And if you give me that stuff about his mama and stuff like that, I'll just take you back to the Constitution. I'll show you the distinction between natural born citizen and citizen for a senator and a representative in the House of Representatives. And I'll show you, they were making distinctions, and the only person who distinguished natural-born citizen was Vattel. That was it. That was the only person who did it at that time. Not to get off on that subject. But this is not just that. This is up to Valerie Jarrett. This is up to Barack Hussein Obama. This is up to the White House,
Yeah. The
things that went on in Oregon, because we have the text. We have the screenshots, even of Governor Brown in Oregon.
That's correct.
What was going on there? Everybody knew what was going on. So it isn't just this FBI agent, which we haven't really heard anything about, have we, Pete, who attempted murder. It was attempted murder because Lavoie Finicum, when he got out of his truck, there were two shots fired. There were FBI covering that up. I'm not going to back down from that. They are covering it up.
They are, and they've been indicted for covering that up, by the way. Yeah, they've been indicted, covering up and lying. Absolutely.
Well, but they have a patsy. They have one guy, right? Unless you can give me new information. They have one guy, and that guy walked. That guy walked for attempted murder while you guys sat in jail for almost 2 years. I'm sorry. I know you're in a different perspective in how you look at things, but I look at it and I go, this guy walked. When nobody was a threat to him, and he tried to kill this man with two shots.
Yeah, you know what though, Tim, I'm gonna say this, and I hope you're with me on this one, because I am truly, I am not bitter in any way, shape, or form. I'm so very, very fortunate and blessed to be here right now, still continuing, picking up where I left off, telling the truth.
I know you are. I knew
619 days. Okay, is the sacrifice that I've made to be able to come forward. And guess what? Let's talk to the good people that are now waking up, okay, from the judges, the federal judges that oversee these cases, that they know, and they're realizing that we have good Christian, flag-waving, patriotic American citizens out there that are concerned about exposing this stuff, about bringing the truth forward. And I think that there's
Absolutely.
A grand awakening going on, and I'm so very, very grateful. And if I had to spend 619 days to stew in a box to prove my point that you're guilty until proven innocent, it's worth that sacrifice. I'm still serving my country. Okay?
Yeah, no, I get you. And mine is not to cause a stir in that aspect, but I think there is a righteous indignation among a lot of supporters, not to go. I think a couple of nights ago you had a guest on, and he had to try to clarify all that. I don't want to do that. We're all, at the Sons of Liberty, we're always about following the law.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an issue where there is pretended legislation. In other words, legislation, law, quote unquote, that undermines the law of the land. We can see that in the Second Amendment. Second Amendment says, rights of the people shall not be infringed. Well, why are we even talking about open or concealed carry? Why are we talking about permissions? It's an undermining of the Second Amendment. It's recognized in the Declaration of Independence, which is basically the preamble to the Constitution about our God-given rights. And it's unalienable, which means they can't be given up and they can't be taken from us. Pete, we're up against a break here. I'm going to bring you back after the break. We're going to bring you up. I want you to share what you think is the most important thing out of the Oregon trials, the arrests and things like that. I want you to speak to the people and then draw them in as to what
you... At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty. Final segment here, 1-866-582-9933. We're on the line with Pete Santilli. Pete, I wasn't trying to argue with you, brother. I appreciate so much what you've done, so much what you've sacrificed. People don't know. They hear people say different things. They hear people say this, that, and the other, whether it's Oregon Live, who's been at them and Las Vegas Review and Journal, which have actually been covering the stories to some extent, some fair, some not so balanced. just so people understand, and I'm going to turn it over to you for the last, I don't know, it's about 10 minutes here. And I speak as one who has been there. And what I mean, I wasn't at Oregon. I wasn't at Bunkerville. I reported on both. I reported on your stuff from the D.C. truckers protest. I think that's probably the first place I picked you up. And then you and I had conversation. I was on your show. Bradley was on your show. And appreciate your time to let us speak to that, because the law of God really is central in all of this, above and beyond the Constitution. Other countries are not afraid to speak about
a demonic god called Allah. And I realized that Allah is God in Arabic, but they mean something different. Our country was founded upon the God of the Bible. The pilgrims who came, the Puritans who settled, and all of that was based upon the Old and New Testaments of the Scriptures. I'm not going to apologize for that. That is history. That is fact. So you people like Barack Hussein Obama and Sotora Sabarka, who want to say Islam is the fabric of America, well, it's the fabric in this anti-American. That's where it's the fabric. But what I want to say to you, Pete, is this. Look, you took a stand. We became friends shortly before during your reporting in Oregon, shortly before your incarceration. I gotta tell you, I don't believe that's an accident. I believe that's the product. I believe it's the hand of God. And I believe that you stood strong to that. You were tried through the fire, as well as many others. And so what I want to do is give you these final few minutes here, about 9 or so minutes or so. Tell us, connect with the American people. Bring it beyond Bundy Ranch or Oregon. Show the American people why this story of Oregon or even the Bundy Ranch, and I know you're not going to speak to that, but Oregon, which is the same thing as Bundy Ranch, show the American people, show them why it's important to them. I'm going to give you the mic, brother.
You know, forged in the fire, hardened and certainly much stronger through the fire that I've been through. And here's what I want to convey to everybody. Is that, you know, that now I'm on the outside. I'm much wiser. And having been through the fire, looking back retrospectively, covering this story, I use this one example and try to let the listener, you know, tie the two together. When a man, exposes Hillary Clinton for receiving $140, you know, $1 million, and Uranium One and doing all that stuff, talk about the ranching issues and talking about the potential by waking people up, the transfer of wealth of $45 trillion from the cabal to the people of the states in each state, we Americans, we the people, okay? And then I end up in handcuffs. You make the connection between the two, and you realize the following, that somebody like me in every single instance, whether it be the trucker's ride, whether it be, you know, the Bunkerville, whether it be Oregon, whether it be 9/11, I have we have done almost it's 1,144 episodes as of tonight at 7 p.m. We've covered a broad range of topics and issues about what? About things that we are interested in learning the truth about. Now, when I talked about Uranium One in January 2016, I was called a conspiracy theorist. Americans were tuning in like, oh my goodness, this is complex. What do you, Uranium One, and what is this? What does this have to do with anything? And their eyes roll back in their heads. Okay. And what I want to encourage everybody to do is to understand some of these complex issues that are now coming about, you know, with President Trump. We have now a new administration versus an old demonic, godless regime that I was, arrested by. Okay. Now you need to grab these complex issues. You need to understand the truth about the world we live in. And we, the people, need to share this information far and wide with as many people as possible. You know why? Because there are, and I believe this with all my heart, and I'm not wrong about this. There are good people within the system, from federal judges to U.S. marshals to sheriffs to people that are public servants, that they may hear these words. And I don't want them to land upon somebody saying the government is bad and they're evil. They're not all evil. They're good. There's good, kind-hearted Christian people that I've personally met. I'm going to describe a story tonight on tonight's show about U.S. marshals that, in fact, came to me and they understood the truth. They're doing their jobs, okay, but they're trying to do the right thing. We need to recruit the good people, the good Christians, okay, because Allah – I understand is very different because it's exclusionary. It's almost elitist, and it's supreme. They believe that their Allah and their God is supreme, to what the Christians believe. And that's why they're slaughtering them, in the hundreds of thousands. We as Christians need to come together, be proud Christians, discover the truth, share the truth, denounce the evil that exists in the world, absolutely, and appeal to the good senses and the souls of those people that are on the inside that can help us fix this thing. We're not going to be able to fix it by screaming at white buildings at Washington, D.C. We're not even going to be able to fix it by going to protests at bird farms in Oregon. We're not going to be able to fix it that way. We're not. I mean, I know this.
I know. Look, let me clarify something. Christianity is exclusive, and people need to understand that. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man comes to the Father but by me." It's exclusive. I don't apologize for that because I was a sinner. No. I engaged in a lot of the sins that the Ten Commandments. In fact, if I'm honest, whether in heart or in action, I engaged in a lot of those sins. The problem is that people don't recognize the Savior. And Jesus Christ is the only one. I mean, we're going through the catechism with our kids. Prophet. Jesus is the prophet. He's the priest. He's the king. I've got one lady who is a contributor to me, Pete. I don't mean to get off the subject, but she's a Jew. She's a great contributor over certain political things. But she wanted to challenge me, and I'm like, I'm going to expose your ridiculousness that you don't see what the scriptures say about Jesus. And I'm not asking you to comment on it. What you're saying there, it derives because it's our foundation. Our foundation is found in those who fled, the Scottish Covenanters. If you people haven't Googled them, and I'm a proponent of what Ron Paul says, people can't unhear what you hear them. Or what they hear. So when I say to you people who are listening, Google the Scottish Covenanters. Those are your forefathers. Google John Calvin. Don't listen to the people who talk about his nonsense about capital punishment. Read further and read how he sought to seek preservation of the life of Servetus. But at the point that I'm making is our foundations in America are Christian. They're Christian. They're based upon the law of the Bible. And if you can't go anywhere, if you're resolute, Pete, and I know you deal with a lot of libertarians like I do, a lot of them don't have any bumpers. They're anarchists at heart. Not all of them, but some of them. If you don't have the bumpers of the law of God, you don't have any bumpers. And so, therefore, you can just let whatever you go on, as far as you were mentioning the other night, Marxism and such. 30 seconds. You've got fill it with words, brother.
I'll call myself an information anarchist. Leave me the heck alone. Let me speak freely. And we have the right to share information among us. And guess what? We are certainly not godless, are we? We are
Amen.
Proud
Amen.
Christian men and women, and we will stand up to these evils in the world. And you know what? I don't want to have a big kumbaya moment and accept the evil terrorists out there that want to come and kill us. And it's time to speak up about it and do the right thing and to recruit those people that are willing to do the right thing on our behalf as our public servant.
Amen, brother. Amen. All right. In the same 23 hours, Bradley will be watching back with you. See ya.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.